Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With what's happening in Nigeria, it's a dark space and you're shining your light. Does that make you feel as a Christian that maybe you're tipping something, you're helping to tip something forward?
I always remind my fans that where there is life, there is hope. And guess what? We can speak up and we can still have other things in life to be to look forward to and to be happy about.
Pierre Harris Faulkner is with us right now, the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Faith Still Moves Mountains. And of course, you see her on the Faulkner Focus and outnumbered on Fox News. I watch you every day. Harris, welcome back to the show. I'm so sorry that audio didn't work for you. You were with Nicki Minaj fighting for Christians. It was such a refreshing thing to see in the midst of something that was so tragic.
Well, it was an honor to be invited by the United States mission at the UN. Ambassador Michael Walsh invited me to come and moderate a panel. And he said, special guest, Nicki Minaj. And I said, you mean the rapper? And he said, yeah. And I said, I've been seeing on social media that she is really into this. How did you get her? So our initial conversation was all about what that moment would be when the world found out that we were all going to gather at the UN and that we had the March Against Christians on our minds and our hearts. And it was really a special, special lead up to that. Just a few days. You know how these things come together. It's
yes.
Very quick. But her personal connection to all of this is that her pastor, and you've heard her talk about her faith when she's gotten Grammy Awards and whatnot, but her pastor is Nigerian. And she keeps in touch with family members and others through that Nigerian pastor who, you know, not everybody can leave. And those pastors don't want to leave because they don't want to cede the ground to the hate against Christianity. And let me tell you, it is mighty. It is mighty. They have killed between January and just August of this year. So we're waiting to get the latest numbers on this. But more than 7,000 Christians have burned thousands upon thousands of Christian churches. And since 2009, they are the most killed group of people, the most murdered, slaughtered, you know, taken hostage and tortured group of people in the nation of Nigeria by far, 125 plus thousand people. So if you saw 125,000 people just vanish because of their faith in America, we would have war on our hands. Like, nobody would allow that to happen. Whoever was doing it would feel the might of everybody because we have religious freedom. And if that changes, we need to take a look at that. because that's what's happening around the world. And by the way, we're not outnumbered. And I was just reading an article before we went to air, and I'm so glad that I had a moment to look at this before you and I began talking. But there is resilience in the face of persecution being written about, despite facing extreme violence from extremist groups like Boko Haram and Islamic State. Yes, an offshoot of ISIS is on the ground in Nigeria. The Christian population is growing.
Wow. Wow.
So because the Lord takes care, right? I mean, they're seeking him. The world is praying for them. The Pope has prayed not just for Nigeria, but there are six or seven other countries where, you know, Islamic religion has been radicalized. And there's a partnership with the terrorists, and they are taking out Christians. And, you know, you just saw another one this week. They break into a girls' school. They break into, and a lot of this is being caught on camera now. We aired some of this on the Faulkner Focus last week, warning our audience. Terrorists broke into a church. They took 50 people, most of them children. It was an all-girls school. They killed the vice principal. Like, what is happening here? Yeah. So Nicki Minaj and others have seen this. Others at the UN, like just seeing her walk into the UN was really a blessing because she brought so much attention to this. And she's taken some heat. She said she was ready for that. And she talked with me a little bit about facing that blowback. And that's important to know. She said, I asked her, well, what's been the most memorable part about doing this? And she said, finding that I have courage.
Yeah.
Oh, of course you do in the Lord's name. Of course you do. So breaking news on this today, the administration is getting tougher with Nigeria. Their president is going to be forced to do something to keep Christians safe. Let me tell you how far under him it's gotten out of control. 22 terror groups now roaming Nigeria. Nigeria is the sixth most populous nation on that continent. It is the sixth most populous nation in the world. Think about that. That's how many people are on that continent. I mean, there's got to be a way for there to be political accountability in Nigeria.
Yes.
Why isn't that happening? Well, it is. President Trump is putting on pressure. He says, look, we'll make sure your aid doesn't flow. We will. And aid goes for all sorts of things. They mm-hmm. they need infrastructure and support in their oil production. They don't even have enough crude. They produce a lot. There's a lot of oil there, but you've got to go from really high grade crude and then process that. So we help to partner with them and others around the world to make that happen. We walk away from that, it's a house fire.
Yes.
Like they need us. And then the other part of this that's really tough, they just slapped some visa restrictions on today. If you are even affiliated, if you are a family member, if you know somebody who has persecuted a Christian, you can't come into America. Yeah.
I think about meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
About your partnership, you know, bringing, I don't know how, let's, we could talk about Venn diagrams for a minute. I don't know how much the Harris Faulkner, I know you have an enormous reach, and I know Nicki Minaj has an enormous reach, and I know that there is intersection there that existed before the UN and this issue, but it is, I believe it's the Lord's work that you were able to cross over and bring two audiences that probably don't, you know, there are a lot of people in the Fox News orbit, maybe in the Outnumbered, the Faulkner Focus orbit, that know who Nicki Minaj is, but they don't know a lot about her. Probably a lot of assumptions about Nicki Minaj that maybe aren't, in fact, true. And I would say the same thing from the Nicki Minaj audience about Fox News or maybe Harris Faulkner.
But you've, 100%.
You've come together in such a beautiful way to bring attention to something that could very easily not get any coverage in the political slap fights that take place all of the time.
Well,
what a
you
genesis.
Understand so well the culture that we're in right now of cancel what you don't think you like.
Right.
You don't even have to be sure that you don't like it because you don't know about it, but just cancel it anyway. And in media, you know, we see a lot of that, and that's what you're talking about right now. But I have to tell you, the overwhelming, not just positive, loving support has been amazing. Now, there are going to be some out there who don't agree. That's always the case. And this is America. Bring it on. You don't agree. But you know what we're all doing right now? We're talking about people dying for their faith and their faith in Jesus Christ. So I think we can take a little pushback and some tough dialogue in the name of the Lord.
Yeah. And that transcends politics. It's way before politics even get involved. And to be able to put a crack in the surface of assumptions that people make across those normal barriers that we're just very comfortable inside. We don't look over the fence because it's uncomfortable maybe to see something that you didn't expect to see that you agree with. Nicki Minaj's light was shining very brightly, as was yours.
Well, look, I know we had a little difficulty rolling that sound, but I just have her few words in here that I want to read. When I ask her, you know, it's a dark place and you're shining your light, how does that make you feel as a Christian and maybe you're tipping something forward? She says, I always remind my fans that where there is life, there is hope. And guess what? We can speak up and we can still have other things in life to be, to look forward to and to be happy about. They know that they are being heard.
What a purpose.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, look, I know who she is. I see the TikTok. 100 blah, 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 got nothing to say. I mean, I know how her lyrics are, right? But it's not up to us to judge each other and say, well, who should the Lord choose? I ask her what her favorite, most motivational prayer is. And this is up all over my social media right now, because that interview had so much more than we could even air in like a 2 hour period. She said Psalm 23, and of course her family's from Trinidad. That's where she grew up. And she pronounced it a little bit differently, but she knows. Mm-hmm. And she said just the imagery, and she went into discussing this, and I said, this is Nicki Minaj, and it's not rhyming, but it's making sense. Right? I mean, she's the deep end of the ocean. And you know what I realized? She's a mom. She's got a five-year-old. We talked about what are you going to tell him when he gets a little bit older about Nicki Minaj at the UN. We're standing in the Hall of Flags, a place even I had not been as a journalist. We're standing there doing this walk and talk interview and tour and spending time together. And she said, I want my son to know that he can be whatever he wants to be, but he must have love and justice in his sights. He must always lean into that and fight for that. And I thought, okay, this is only by the hand of the Lord. This is meant to really shine a light, and it has. And I mean, all of us who were part of that day, we had other dignitaries who were with us. I moderated the panel. And Sean Nelson is really an amazing attorney who's working with people who are imprisoned in Nigeria for Christianity, hoping to help them before, you know, they get put to death. And so he was in person. Everybody was in person with the exception of one Nigerian pastor who can't leave because his family's there and he won't leave them behind.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a lot. And these stories should touch all of us because there, but by the grace of God, go we. What if we didn't have a constitution? What if you and I were born someplace else? What if?
Yeah.
But because we gather in his name, all things are possible.
Oh, Harris Faulkner, always, you say it the best each and every time you're on here with us. You know, I think about, I enjoy following Nicki Minaj on X and just seeing her take and perspective and delivery.
Are you a Barb?
Yeah.
You're one of the Barbs.
Can I say I'm Barb curious? Maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where I am right now.
That should be on a t-shirt, actually.
Barb curious. I just think that taking in the way she communicates, she's her autonomous self. Like, you can tell that she presents herself based on what Nicki Minaj has decided to think, to do, to say. And that is the most refreshing counterculture way to be these days, coming out of a overly dominated woke culture where all of a sudden, boy, if we could start thinking for ourselves, we'd solve a lot of problems downstream from that independence.
Wow, you know how to say it best. What are you talking about? That was right. And I just don't think she cares about any of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's, you know what she said to me, it's not that she's risen above it. She can do it because of her faith. We don't get to rise above. I know I've heard people say, I don't care what other people think. And I'm always a little suspect of that because I know that everybody gets hurt. Everybody gets hurt over something.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so what do you do in those times of pain? Do you lash out or do you go deeper in your faith? And she's in that second category. Like, I'm sure in an industry that's mostly men for most of her career, rap music?
Yeah.
Yes. In fact, the few women who rap back in the day, right, because she's in her early 40s, although she looks like she's 20.
Yeah, I didn't know she was working in her 40s. That's where I am.
Amazing. But, you know, there were not a lot of female voices, and yet look at where her voice is now because she gives credit to the Lord. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm just amazing grace.
You know, I think when you look at her and you understand that independence that she had, I always tell my kids, specifically my 13-year-old daughter who has to be reminded of this just because being 13 is a difficult, difficult thing to do. You got to know who you are, but you most importantly have to know whose you are. And if she has that grounding at the center of her life, which she's advocating for with you there at the United Nations for these Nigerian Christians who are being slaughtered, bringing attention to this. You and I are talking about this in large part because she was willing to throw her name, and it seems like she knows whose she is.
Oh, 100%. And she talked about her grandmother was the person who taught her and her cousins to pray when they were like four. So, yes, I did want to mention this because one of the things I talked with that international, he's an American attorney, Sean Nelson, but he mm-hmm. works to help Christians around the globe and is working in Nigeria now. I asked him, is this about a caliphate? Why do they kill Christians? Are we in the middle of religious spiritual warfare? And he said, yes, absolutely. Yeah. When the attackers themselves say they are aligned with ISIS, when they themselves want to kill all Christians, the Christians who see that and experience that every day, they believe that because they know it's happening to them. Those 22 terror groups on the ground, that cannot be tolerated. And the president has said as much. He said he's willing to take action and, quote, Nigeria won't like it when he does.
Man. Well, Harris Faulkner, you are always a pleasure to have on this show. It's an honor to have you and host you. And we thank you so much for the attention you're bringing to a story that could easily get looked over, could easily not be talked about. You've made it a main story. And it's important that we amplify that here on our show as well.
Thank you. And it's Christmas season. Let's think about our brothers and sisters in Christianity and faiths around the world and pray for them.
Yeah. Amen. Amen to that.
Amen.
Harris Faulkner.
Take care, my friend.
You as well. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, she's always so pleasant to speak with. She kind of just makes you feel a little bit warmer when you get done talking to someone like that. It's good to know that there's hope and boldness and, you know, even the independence of Nicki Minaj. To say I'm Barb curious, I have only seen the reference of the Barb and the Barbs. Is she the one who has the TikTok trend? Is she the one?
Four non-blondes or whatever. And
yes. What's going on?
What's going on? Yeah.
That's I was like, man, maybe Ryan and I should do it. And I'm like, nah, the language is too foul. It's not my brand. So I might be Barb curious, curious, but we shall see. All right, let's take a quick break at 1:30. Less than 10 minutes right now, we're going to connect with Joe Concha. Always love to speak to him. And we're going to talk a little bit about, is it Tim Walz that we're talking to him about?
The media and their obsession with Trump's health.
With Trump's health, that's right. Okay, good. I'd rather talk about that anyway. I'd rather put it in his mile a minute, bullseye point making. Joe Concha will discuss the fairness. The man who wrote the book about Joe Biden and wrote the book about Donald Trump. Now the media is curious about Donald Trump's health. Please. Joe Concha at 1:30. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.